Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm Katie. Yes, hello. I'm Katie with Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Is this Sarah Rios?
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate your help with this survey. We have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete
English.
The survey in English or Spanish?
Yes, English.
English.
I want Spanish.
Okay, thank you. Before we begin, I just need to confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a safe place.
You already asked me that. I'm safe.
Okay, thank you. In which county in California do you currently live in?
Tulare.
Okay, thank you. And you said Tulare, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And could you please tell me your zip code?
93257.
Okay, thank you. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
63.
Okay, thank you. And now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Nope.
Okay,
Native American.
Okay, thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race?
Native American.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is the last grade you completed in school?
11th.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, in the election for United States Congress were being, well, if the election for the United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First one is David Valadeo.
I don't like it.
Okay, would you say unfavorable?
That's not our governor right now, right? No. Okay, I don't like David Valadeo.
Okay, thank you. Rudy Salas?
No.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Okay. Donald Trump?
No.
Okay, thank you. Kamala Harris?
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. So the first one is border security, Social Security and Medicare, abortion, inflation or the cost of living, the cost of mortgage or rent, protecting democracy, healthcare, taxes, or none of these.
I care about all of those things except for the border control thingy because I think that they just need to stop. They just need to stop doing stuff that they're doing to the Mexican people.
Okay, thank you.
They need to let people come and go because they are part of our society and they help. They're part of our economy and they help a lot with like the stuff that people who are in the United States don't like to do because the United States as a whole are very lazy. And the people that come from over the border, at least they're willing to do the jobs that nobody else will do.
Okay, thank you. If you were to choose two of the options, which one would you choose?
What do you mean?
Would you choose to vote for or against a candidate about border security?
Well, I definitely vote against Donald Trump because he's about that border control stuff and you don't want to let people come from over the border and he's stupid. Okay, I don't like him. He's the devil to me. And oh. I would vote for Joe Biden.
Okay.
And so all that stuff, I think that they need to help people who are on Social Security. Those kind of things need to stay because they've been here for years and they need to be here for people who can't do for themselves.
Okay.
Because we have to take care of our own. We take care of people everywhere else. Why can't we take care of people in the United States?
Okay. Okay, thank you for that. Now, thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and the other offices. Would you say 1, not at all interested, or 10?
Very interested.
Thank you. If the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Leanne Trump, Joe Biden, Lynn Biden, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Leanne Kennedy Jr., Jill Stein, or Lynn Stein?
Would you vote for Kennedy before you vote for Biden? I don't know. But I would vote for a Democrat. Just put it that way. I would not vote for any of the Trumps.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Lynn Trump, Kamala Harris, Lynn Harris?
Who's Democrat? The Harris?
Let's see. Kamala Harris and Lynn Harris.
That's who I'd vote for.
Okay, thank you. Okay, if the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between? Steve Garvey, Lynn Garvey, Adam Schiff, or Lynn Schiff?
Who's Democrat?
Let's see. Steve Garvey, Republican, and Adam Schiff, Democrat.
Adam Schiff. That's
okay.
What I'd vote for. I'm
okay.
A complete Democrat.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadao, Republican, and Rudy Salas, Democrat?
Rudy Salas.
Okay, would you say definitely Salas or probably Salas?
No, definitely Salas because he's the Democrat.
Thank you. Next, I think
they got his family too.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David Valadao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao, less likely to vote for David Valadao, or if it makes no difference in your vote. The first one is, David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or makes no difference?
It makes no difference. I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay, thank you. Next one is thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state. Would you say you would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely?
No, I won't vote for David Valadao.
Okay. It will no difference.
Don't make a difference. I won't vote for him.
Okay, thank you. Next one, David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress. working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California, whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans. Valadeo is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions.
I won't vote for him.
Okay, thank you. Next one, David Valadeo is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadeo went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. In that one, would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely?
No.
No difference.
No difference.
Okay, thank you. And next one, as a dairy farmer himself, David Valadeo understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Valadeo supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agriculture research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. In that one,
he hasn't done anything for us here, and we're in the rural areas.
Okay.
Nope, I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay.
Nothing would make me vote for him.
Okay, thank you. And next one would be David Valadeo has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadeo has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family childcare and schools, and support for military members buying a home. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No way, Jose.
Okay, thank you. Last one, American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Valadeo is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadeo is working to hold a government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, no difference.
Nope. No way.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadeo?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadeo, Republican, and Rudy Salas, Democrat?
Rudy Salas.
Okay, would you say definitely Salas or probably Salas?
Definitely Salas.
Thank you. Thinking about something else, from which one of two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? Some options are
my
YouTube.
Sister. My sister, whenever we're together, she listens to it all the time. So we're always on the news, listening to different things we're talking about. Town councils, everything.
Okay, so would you say maybe, just to mention three of them, would you say maybe cable news, national network news, like ABC, CBS, NBC?
National network news.
Okay.
And internet news.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Do you only use satellite, only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services, only use cable, use both cable or satellite and online streaming?
No, I only do streaming.
Okay, or only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar?
No, just streaming. So that's the internet, basically.
Okay, so both cable, would it be only satellite?
Yeah, oh, like satellite. Streaming news. And streaming TV, like Spectrum or something, you know? So like Max and Roku TV.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Now, I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your own home?
Nope.
Okay. Do you rent? Do you live with your parents' relatives?
I rent.
Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Liberal.
Okay. Would you say very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Conservative.
Conservative.
We're independent, you say.
I'm sorry?
He says we're independent.
Independent. Okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I am disabled, so I am low income.
Low income, okay.
Very low income.
Okay, thank you.
We're below poverty.
Okay, okay, thank you. And do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. All right, this concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your patience and for your participation. Your opinion is always good for us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a nice evening.
Okay.